This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.
So I'm here at AIM in Melbourne, where a lot of the media have gathered, specialists in the business events sector. One of the business events magazines that's got some longevity in this marketplace is MiceNet. Now, I happen to write for MiceNet, so I have to declare my interest, but I want to introduce my boss, Bronwyn Largier. Bronwyn, what do you think of AIM?
Oh, you know, it's nice to be back after 2 years. Yeah, this is that they really managed to just sneak their 2020 event in just before the pandemic really kicked off. It was in February 2020, and now it's back, and everyone seems pretty happy to be back and not very worried about getting COVID by the looks of things, to be honest.
Well, they have checked our vaccination status as you walked in the door here and got our badge and the rest of the stuff, but there's not many masks being worn, are there?
I reckon I've seen 2 masks today. Yep. People don't want to. Like, it's a real, I think that's one of the things where people are like, this actually impacts my experience because you can't see people's faces. Sometimes you can't hear someone. And I think people just enjoy, I don't know. I guess sometimes I think a mask is like, there's really, makes people feel like we're really in a pandemic. And I think people now kind of, they've had enough. Yeah. They just want to, you know, and they don't have to wear one, so they don't. And I suppose it doesn't really make any difference, right? Because we're on the show floor all day, but then we're all at social events in the evening and no one's made a hole in their masks to stick the straw in so that they can have a drink tonight. So maybe it's not, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, you did Get Local in Sydney, which was, I guess I'd have to say, a similar style of event to this. It was around the business events sector. How do you compare the two? Can you?
Ooh, how do we compare? I mean, yeah, so Get Local was about a month ago. I think it was 15-16 February, so where Sydney was really coming down off their January Omicron wave. Masks were still compulsory in Sydney. It was still compulsory to check in Sydney. When we were there, the mask use was a bit not, you know,
haphazard, was it?
Yes, it was loosely interpreted, let's say. Yeah, you could compare them. I mean, Get Local was, you know, what it says on the tin. It was very much Australasia. So I believe it was mostly Australia, New Zealand and Pacific Islands. Whereas this, what they're really pushing here at AIM is that they're their first show to have international delegates back. There's not a lot. I believe there's about 30 international hosted buyers. There are quite a few international exhibitors, but of course some of them are probably people who are already based here in Australia. But
even West Australia turned up here. I thought they weren't coming because I had interviewed them before for the magazine that we produced here at the show, and they told me they weren't coming, but there they are in all their finery.
Yes, they're here. I bet they're pretty pleased to be back. I met someone from who's based over in Perth this morning, and it's kind of like, oh, so they've let you out now, have they? Mm. And they kind of all think it's rather funny, I think. But yes. I suspect they've had a pretty good time, to be honest, because until what? Two months ago, they've really been able to operate a business events industry in a microcosm of Western Australian delegates. And they've certainly, their bureau has been helping support local business events through funding, etc. And
Yeah, they've done quite well given that the rest of us were really not doing much in business events at all. How do you feel? What's the mood like here from your perspective? How would you describe it in a word or two?
It's interesting. So we had a press conference with the show organisers yesterday to open the show. I would say they were very grateful. I feel like I sensed a bit of relief, but that they actually got the show up, because I know. So, for context, AIM last year was supposed to be in sort of the same time period. I think March,
yep.
And it was in March, and they were planning to go ahead until quite late. I think they ended up cancelling the event in January, and that would have been really around the Northern Beaches outbreak in Sydney. And I think what was so interesting about that at that time for business events was everything had really started reopening in late 2020 as Melbourne kind of got over its, well, Victoria got over its 2020 outbreak that really had most of the state and certainly Melbourne closed for, I don't know, what was it, 5 months?
Unbelievable.
It was a long time. Yeah. So that had happened, and so Melbourne had got down to zero, which people never thought would happen. And then all the state borders had started opening. And I think everyone was like, great, it's over. And then what happened was, of course, there was that Northern Beaches outbreak in Sydney, and I think that spooked the whole industry. You just could not guarantee borders were going to be open, and would you plan an event and put all that work in, and then at the last minute, it's over. Mm. People just weren't there.
Yeah.
And so they cancelled, and I felt really bad. So, you know, this year I think they are very relieved. Everyone is super happy to be here. People aren't worried, particularly about COVID. And I think one of the things that actually really came out of Get Local, just going back to that, which was in February, was this, I think the industry sort of feels like it has a duty to meet, because they really have to show their clients that it can be done and people will get together. Because if they, you know, if we don't do it as an industry, why are their clients going to do it? I think what will be interesting is going forward, seeing how everything pans out, because I guess you could, there's also the possibility that there will be a lot of, you know, there could be outbreaks at events. And so far, I haven't heard that that's been happening.
So just talk about the magazine for a minute. It's been a digital publication for, what, 18 months, something like that. And you've produced the first print copy. Now, I know that's a major exercise because print's expensive and then you've got to get it to people, whereas digital you just push a go button and it lands on their desk. How's it been received?
I have noticed. So we've had a whole lot of copies on the show floor and they are disappearing very fast. So I'd say that's a good thing. We sent it out to everyone. We sent out the digital version actually yesterday, and that's got a lot of traction. I think, you know, people are pretty happy to see it back. Obviously, it's got quite a bit of advertising in it, so people are ready to, you know, get back out there and start talking to their clients again. So that's really good. I think really this has probably been the first time that it's really been viable, because what's really been a problem with producing a print magazine up till now is that, given the longer lead time of actually putting it together, too much stuff has changed. People are looking forward, they are planning, and certainly what we're hearing from everyone is confidence is coming back amongst their clients and amongst people wanting to meet. So now it's time to have a print magazine.
I have been asked, as I've handed a few copies out to my contacts here, are we going to do it again? Have you spoken to Helen Batt-Rawdon, the publisher, and did she give you any response to that question?
Yes, I did talk to her about this because I thought we would get asked. And I think the short answer to that is we are certainly open to doing more editions this year, whether they're print, whether they're digital, that will remain to be seen. But even a digital magazine in a long form format, I think, is a big deal. And to be honest, the thing that will decide it will be advertisers. If they have the desire to advertise, we will be there to support them with content. And in the meantime, we will continue to do our daily newsletters, which are going out every day of the week.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Bronwyn. I know you've got to get back in there and talk to everybody that you need to talk to. I arrived here yesterday to a big hug, which surprised me a little bit, from a contact I've known for like probably 10 or a dozen years. We went away on a famil together. But that was a nice welcome to AIM. And there is a bit of emotion around the place.
Yes, that is actually true. There was something, I don't know if it was yesterday or earlier today, your attention was drawn because two people just like squawked and ran to each other.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to see, because some of these, you know, people in Western Australia have not actually seen anyone more than likely in 2 years. I mean, the Western Australian border has been open to New South Wales and Melbourne and Victoria, you know, for all of about 5 seconds, probably in the last 18 months. So I think people are really happy to see each other. And, yeah, I would say the atmosphere on the show floor is jubilant. People are happy to be back. They're happy to be face-to-face because it's really proving their livelihoods. You know, it's been a really difficult time for the business events industry, and business events in particular, because I think what's been seen from a government level is there's much more willingness to fund public events, community events, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of money being poured into that, less so business events. So we're really having to support ourselves, essentially. And so being here is showing that we're ready to get back to business.
That was Graham Kemlow speaking with Bronwyn Lougier, digital editor of MySnet magazine.